Ever heard of a NASCAR legend who held a WWE title? Meet Kyle Busch.
This is Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele. I'm Vixie, British American attitude, with a volume knob stuck on 11. And today I'm feeling pumped about this wild ride.
Let's get into it. Kyle Thomas Busch, Rowdy, Wild Thing, The Candyman, KFB if you ask him, an American stock car assassin who turned the throttle into a weapon and records into souvenirs. He started showing up nationally in 2001, ripped through development with Hendrick, then built a dynasty with Joe Gibbs in the number 18 Toyota, and closed it out blasting a bow tie with Richard Childress in the number 8. Two cup titles, 2015 and 2019, a 2009 Xfinity Crown, and the all-time combined wins king across the top three NASCAR series. 63 in Cup, 102 in Xfinity, 69 in Trucks. 234 total. Read that again. He was the first to smack Toyota into the Cup win column at Atlanta in 2008. He had won on every Cup track he had raced on by May 2018. He set a modern era madness mark in 2010 with 24 combined National Series wins. He swept Bristol Weekend in all three series in 2010, did it again in 2017 because why not? He even bagged the Coca-Cola 600. He's ninth all-time in Cup wins. That's sacred ground. For 19 straight seasons from 2005 to 2023, he won at least one Cup race each year. Then 2024 punched him in the teeth and ended the streak. That's racing. That's life.
But here's the bit that fries my brain. He led the most laps all time in the Daytona 500 without winning it. 324. Can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed? I mean, I get it. Pack racing roulette, late cautions, green-white checkers, friends who stop being friends at two to go. But if you're shoving that much air and leading that much time and you still get mugged by chaos, yeah, no, that's the Daytona tax. Unbelievable, but not surprising.
Now, people, Kyle did not drop out of the sky fully formed. Vegas kid. Tom and Gay raised two racers under one roof. By age 10, Kyle was crew chiefing for his older brother Kurt's dwarf car. 10. Setting up a car, calling shots, learning to translate feel into setup. That's not normal. That's freak-level homework. And it paid off, because when he got to the big leagues, he gave crew chiefs the kind of feedback engineers dream about.
Fast forward, Joe Gibbs Racing turned him loose in the 18. Aggressive on restarts, savage in traffic, and damn right rude to lap times. People loved him or loved to boo him. That's stardom. Then sponsor musical chairs hit when M&M's walked after 2022, so he pivoted to Richard Childress in 2023, jumped in the 8 Chevy and won immediately. That's adaptability. That's spite turned into horsepower. Respect where it's due.
He wasn't just a wheelman. Carl Busch Motorsports entered Trucks in 2010 and boom, won the Owners' Championship in its first season. The number 51 became a conveyor belt for trophies and young talent, owning, developing, and still winning. That's a lot of hats, mate.
And Rowdy's brand? Bloody hell, nicknames for days.
A WWE 24/7 title cameo on live TV in 2019. SRX pops in 2023, where he went 2 for 2 like he stole the manual. Dips into the Rolex 24 in 2020, holds his own in GTD for about 4.5 hours, hits Nitro Rallycross in 2021, ends up 4th in the supercar final. This isn't a one-track pony, this is a showman who can actually back it up.
Now the tough part.
In 2026, he took the Daytona 500 pole, finished top 10 at Watkins Glen in May, and 5 days later won a truck race at Dover in the number 7 for Spire. Win number 69 in Trucks, and the final win of his life. Later that month, he withdrew from the Coca-Cola 600 with a severe illness and died that day in Charlotte at 41. The exact cause wasn't disclosed. Which brings me to the controversial question. Why the secrecy? Listen, I'm not asking for a medical file on the internet, but when a figure this massive in motorsports dies suddenly, fans who poured money, time, and soul into the sport want clarity. Transparency isn't gossip. Transparency is respect. It helps the community grieve honestly. It helps teams, sanctioning bodies, and even young drivers learn if there's anything to improve medically, culturally, or logistically. Otherwise, people start filling the vacuum with conspiracy junk, and that's when credibility bleeds out.
I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. Tell us what you can, clearly, timely, like adults. Safety evolves with information. The truth doesn't have to be pretty, it just has to be honest. If you disagree, post a comment and bring receipts. I'll read them. I'll even eat crow if you convince me. Fair play.
Personal tangent time. The rowdy nickname triggered this memory. Years ago, I rolled up thinking I'd snag cheap tickets to a rowdy little music fest. Turns out it was a motocross round that had been rebranded with a skull logo. I'm in boots, leather jacket, sunburned by noon, and the only bass drop was a two-stroke screaming off a jump. And you know what? After the first lap, I got it. The chaos had rhythm. You had to read ruts like sheet music, hit marks with guts, save the front end with faith, adapt or eat dirt. That's rowdy energy. Wrong stage, right vibe.
That day taught me the gospel of adaptability. Kyle lived it. Cup car, Xfinity rocket, truck bruiser, SRX spec toy, Rolex GTD, rallycross jumps, even a WWE bit for laughs. Different tracks, different tools, same menace behind the wheel. You could boo him, cheer him, didn't matter. He'd find the line and beat you with it. Bloody hell, that memory's got me all stirred up. Kyle Busch, you were one hell of a character, and a better closer than half the field ever dreamed. And mate, leading 324 laps at Daytona without the trophy is the cruelest punchline in stock car history.
Before I go, one more thing. The Kyle Busch Foundation has been doing work for kids and families since 2006. If you ever cheered him, or booed and still respected the craft, consider throwing them a few quid, a few bucks, whatever. That's how legacies outlive lap times.
Alright, that's all I got.
Go do something useful. And tomorrow, we'll turn the amps back up and pick another fight with complacency. Back in my day, people had fucking standards. Let's bring them back.